Not in bread alone doth man live, but in every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Yesterday, the church took us in spirit to the church of St. Augustine in Rome. That's the practice of the stational church. You see that in your missal right after the title, for example, today, First Sunday in Lent, station at St. John Lateran. That means that in the old days, there was a penitential procession, the litany of the saints, through the streets of the holy city, and then in one designated church, a solemn mass was offered by the Pope and all of the clergy and faithful. Well, yesterday's church is the site of the tomb of St. Monica, the mother of St. Augustine. St. Augustine himself says, she was mother to me twice, once in the flesh and once in the spirit. She is the mother, most of all, of persevering prayer and of holy tears. Yet that was yesterday, and today all of us are led, along with our Lord, into the desert. He goes to be tempted. We go to be strengthened. This trial was inspired for our strength. And for our instruction, our Savior quotes the scripture to Satan. He knew it already, the devil did, but we need to hear it. Not in bread alone doth man live. For years, Augustine, though, managed to live by bread alone, until finally, fasting from God and from grace, he was fed up, a steady diet of over 30 years of the bread of this world, abundance and also affliction. He had an abundance of talent. He was one of the most gifted intellectually of men who had ever lived. He always had his followers, and he always had a girlfriend he lived with, and he had his mother, and in a pinch, he could go back to her for money. But it was the bread of affliction more and more for him, and bitter. He was a smart man. He knew he was self-centered, and he had never been successful. And he was sick of late. He lost a job he had set his eye on. He was deeply unsatisfied with his life. And he knew there was more on offer. His mother and he had hatched a plan which sounds awfully unworthy. In order to provide for his future financial security and that of his followers who lived with him, their idea was that they would get rid of the old girlfriend who was an unacceptable social class, keep the boy that had been born to that relationship and raise him, and find Augustine a wife, a very, very wealthy wife, who could then provide for all of his needs. Monica found the girl, but then she was too young, and in the meantime, Augustine decided it was too long to wait and took himself another girlfriend. And that was his situation in the desert of the disaster of his own life, when he, who had followed the devil for so long, heard the Spirit of God. He says he heard a boy singing in the street on the other side of the garden wall, kind of a sing-song in the Latin, tole, lege, take it up and read it. He had just been reading the scripture, so he took it literally, what he heard. He opened up the book again, and he opened it to what we know as the epistle for the first Sunday in Advent. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and impurities, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision, St. Paul continues, for the flesh. And when he read those words, he surrendered himself to God's Spirit. And in so doing, he found the answer everybody's looking for, one way or another. It is only to be found, however, in God's Word. Today, this Word is fulfilled in your life. God's Spirit, the Holy Ghost, leads you into the desert. Even if you're not making much of a Lent so far, anyway, in this quiet place, for this hour or two, away from the rush, those rush of events and crisis to crisis, and finally silence, you slow down a bit. You stop your thoughts to ask, why am I here? What is life's meaning? Surely it is more than money. Money is a necessary means, of course, but it can't mean who I am, or it does for many. But pleasures, whether they are holy and wholesome and satisfying, whether it's just legitimate fun or diversion, but certainly not those that are cheap and stolen and shameful. Not even my achievements by dint of long discipline, I mean in education and work and all of the rest, as good as these rewards of responsibility are, success, comfort, security, and perhaps lots of money, enough money to share with those who need it, perhaps even a large Catholic family, close-knit, the ideal. Do I have everything? Not without God. Only God can fill the heart. And the sin's got to go to make room for him there. And God fills hearts one at a time. Each one is a custom job. As we saw on Ash Wednesday, it was Augustine himself who said, "You've made our hearts for thyself, O Lord, and they will never rest until they find their rest in thee." You can find that peace and meaning which elude most men, neither in seeming success nor in unseemly serial sinning, with which we try to silence the groaning of a hungry heart. Not in bread alone, but in every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. You are his word, you know. That is to say, you are his expressed or enfleshed thought. He gave some thought to making you, and he made you in such a way as to make you infinitely lovable. He made you so that he should desire to have you as his companion, to live with him in heaven for all eternity. And when in this life you turn to him, he's all ears. And he listens only to you. And should it be, say, finally, that the earthquakes come and the tsunami and the nuclear meltdown, and somehow it happens that you are the only one left in all of the world, all of the love that he lavished upon all of mankind, he would give to you, but he could not love you anymore than he does right now. And for you, well, your meaning must be found in that same love with all of your heart. And for God's sake, you love your neighbor too, even the least lovable of them. It is love, St. Paul calls it charity unfeigned in today's epistle. It is love, the hook on which we hang the heavy mantle of life's meaning this morning. More than the vocation given to most, that is to say, marriage, children, a family, or even the vocation for the sum, a self-sacrificing life in service to others, more than any kind of success in work or getting ahead in this world, and then having as much fun as we can manage to, as money allows, without hurting too many people along the way. All of the above, could it be done without sin, and even the best of it, still leaves us short. We were created to be in union with God, and until we let Him in, and we stop, and we let Him love us, and until we love Him in return, we always will be incomplete. We'll be scrambling. Just at this time of the year, we get the birds that come in. There's some poor creature right behind me right now, and he's gotten himself all the way down into the wall. Earlier, they go into the sacristy storage, but now they generally around Lent, they come to the pulpit. They know the sermons will be good, I think. And so this poor bird is back here, and he's scrambling. He wants to get out. How many people there are in life just like that, scramble, 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 restless, empty, desperate even, because there is more to life than physical wants and appetites. Did a nation ever have more abundance than the United States of America in the way of creature comforts, and still that cannot still or quiet or content our hearts? We are more than our bodies. We're not just birds trying to find our way to fly away to the next pleasure. We are more too than our emotional wants and needs, be they ever so true. That is to say, security, yes, and self-worth and so forth. Of course, all of those things, but... And more than the mind. Most men never bother to develop that wonderful gift of the intellect. Augustine did, but it wasn't enough for him. This Lent, settle for less. Won't you? I mean, less noise and less entertainment and less television and less talk, less food and drink, and let the Spirit lead you to your own desert. You are perhaps there already, one step. Let Him fill your soul to find your more. In His Word, you are His Word. Let the two meet and match. This is the meaning of life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.